Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. I have a voicemail from Abigail.
Yes. Hi, how are you? What is your name, please?
Good. Anyway, the voice message said that her guys were out here to do the job, and we weren't scheduled until December 7th. So okay. Was there a change or something? Because, I mean, if they want to do it today, that's fine.
Let me pull up the information. What is your service address, please?
684 Churchland Road, Saugerties.
Okay. And your name, please?
Rosemary Santiago. I forgot our salesperson's name.
Yes. So, okay. And what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845-399-4003.
Okay. So I do see that your scheduled start, your installation is scheduled for the 7th at 1 p.m., but they need to get into, let me just take a look here. They're there to get the drop done. What that is that they need to get the cable that connects you the outside of your home to the network at the street.
Okay.
That cable needs to get installed. So we were notifying you to let you know that they are there to complete the drop and to get your approval.
Oh, okay. All right. Because we had scheduled it for the 7th because we were going to dig the trench. But my son said that, you know, he's like overwhelmed with work right now. And without delaying them, if they want to come and do the trench from the pole to the back of the house, they can do that.
Okay. So from...
Is that what you're referring to? The cable from the pole
to the house? Yes.
Okay, because they're going to have to go under the house to connect it, I believe.
Well, I mean, we would probably go around the side.
What do you mean around the side? You can't. What
do you mean under the house?
It's a double wide.
And oh, okay.
In order for them to connect to the, that's what we... We went over all that with the guy that came here. I can't remember his name. Who do I have? Who's the salesperson?
We have several. Was it Matt? Was it Larry? Was it?
Nope. He went to Saugerty School. He's okay. Like 30 years old.
Let me
see.
Not a
Josh. It's not a Josh.
Justin?
Is it Justin? What's the last name?
I don't remember. I just know them by first name.
All right. Well, whatever. Anyway, we went through the whole thing because, yes, the cable comes from the road all the way down the side of the driveway to around the back of the house because we have with the electric meter on it.
Yes.
Because it can't be attached to the house, and it's behind the house.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then from there, it goes under the house. So they have to go into the crawl space. I wouldn't tell them that because they may not want to come and hook me up.
Well, I mean, they'll figure out the best way to get you connected, though.
Okay, because when we plowed the driveway where the cable comes down, my son had dug up the trench for... Spectrum because they only put this down about 2 or 3 inches, and when you plow the driveway, he wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to affect the cable.
Gotcha.
So that's why he did the trench, but I don't think he's going to make it before the weekend to even do the trench. That's why he said to go ahead and do whatever, just have it off 2 feet off the away from the driveway.
Okay.
But I'm here until I'm going to say 2:45.
So you're at the location?
I'm home. Yeah, I had a vet appointment this morning. Would it be a New Jersey pickup truck that was maybe
possibly yes.
All right, because there was a pickup truck sitting at the top of the driveway, off to the side, and I didn't know who they were because
sometimes we do have some different license plates for it, because again, we're a business. We also service parts of New Jersey, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he would have ID then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he would. Okay. All right. Well, I'm here now. So, and I, like I said, I'll be here until 2:45. I drive school bus, so if they want to come and do it, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So you're there until 2 p.m., right?
2:45. I don't know how long it's going to take them. I'd prefer to be here. Now, that with them doing that, the outside work, does that mean they're connecting it inside also?
No, the inside work would be on your appointment time.
Oh, that would be Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Would.
Okay, good. All right.
The inside work is when our actual techs, because we have our construction team who are also techs, that connect the outside of the home. And then our actual, like, techs that specifically deal with setting up your router, setting up your modem, running the fiber through the house. Those guys come only during the appointment because we need somebody 18 or older home during those appointments.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
We're not going to just like break into your home and enter and set up your service for you, you know, like.
All right. So that won't affect the service that I have now with Spectrum until Saturday.
Correct. And even on Saturday, we don't disconnect you from Spectrum, at least not typically. We run fiber, so it's different than coaxial.
Okay, so, all right, I just want to have time to call them and cancel them out. I'm going to be, like, so joyous.
We recommend that you wait until after our services are installed before canceling with them.
So I'll call Monday morning.
Yes, give them a call Monday morning just to make sure that everything is smooth. That way we can get somebody out if something is amiss. But typically the installs are a breeze. It usually takes about an hour to an hour and a half at most.
In the house.
Okay. Again, because we have to run the fiber can be pretty delicate. You don't want it to bend. So we do have our techs know very well how to handle the fiber, and they make it pretty quick and easy, and they'll walk you through the HomePass app. If you want to pre-download it, you can. The HomePass app gives you full control over your Wi-Fi. So that means you can change your Wi-Fi password. You can change which devices are allowed on the internet. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things that you can do.
Oh, God. Okay. My son's going to have to be here because there's no way I'm going to know all that stuff.
Okay. I mean it's pretty simple, and the tech will walk you through it.
I know. Well, but my son said that it was pretty simple to set the TV up, too, and I went for 2 weeks without because I couldn't figure out how to do it. No. So anyway, all right. So yeah, like I said, they're more than welcome to come and do the outdoor work.
Okay.
But I would like to be here to show them so they would know where the cable is initially, so they have an idea where to run theirs.
Absolutely. Yes.
I have a long driveway. And it goes all the way around down. Oh, the driveway doesn't go down back of the house, but the cable does. It's a terrible setup. All right, so will you let me know if they're going to be here?
Yes. They should be on their way. They will either give you a call or we will give you a call if you're not answering the door.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely, of course.
All right, so I'll keep an eye out for them, but yeah, have them knock on the door.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. All right.
So I will definitely let them know to just knock on the door, and that way, um, Perfect.
I'll know they're here.
Yeah, exactly. You'll know that they're there, and then you can go ahead and ask all the questions that you need if you have any questions, because the department, the drop install will definitely walk you through everything and what they're planning on doing. And with your feedback on how to get them, how to get you connected, they would be able to do a better job that way as well.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. All that right. Way everybody's
I don't
happy.
See anybody out there. Yep. Okay. Thank you. I don't see anybody yet, but I'll keep an eye out for him.
Okay. Will do. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling our Stop Fiber. Did you have any other questions while I have you on the line?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, again, thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday season.
Okay. Oh, and so when will they set me up on the auto pay? On Saturday?
Did you already? Let me just take a look here.
I did not.
You did not. Okay. What we can do is we can set you up now.
Okay. Let me get my card.
Did you want to pay by card or by checking account? Because the checking account is what's going to give you that $10 discount.
Yeah, no, it's a debit card. It's out of my checking.
Yes, but with a card itself, it'll only give you a $5 discount. If we do it by account number and routing number for your checking account, then that would give you the full $10 discount.
Okay. All right, so you need my check. You need my checking account number. All right, hold on. My hands don't work very well.
No, you're fine.
My debit card is my checking account. That's the only...
I know that, but it's because it's also issued by Visa or MasterCard. Because, again, I have a debit card. It comes right out of my checking account as well. But... because it's Visa and MasterCard, they charge that fee.
Oh,
so it only
really?
Gives us a $5 discount instead of a $10 discount.
Oh yeah, mine's a Visa. You're right. I never even paid attention to that. Okay, so what do you want first?
Routing if possible, please.
Routing is the one to the left?
Yes. If you're looking at the check. It would be the 9-digit one, yes.
Okay, so it's 022. 000046.
Okay. And just to confirm, that's M&T, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then go ahead with the account number whenever you're ready.
It is 986-144-6129.
Okay. And the name on the account is under Rosemary Santiago?
Rosemary, and that's all one word with a little M ending in I-E. So it's Rosemarie.
Mm-hmm. Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay. Okay. I just like to make sure that it matches with your checking account. That's all. And then this is a checking or is it a savings?
It's checking.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, just so you're aware, your billing cycle should start on the 7th, so that would be your date of payment every month.
The 7th. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that was my concern because I was going to have a double payment with Spectrum and then with you guys. But
when you cancel the Spectrum, you need to make sure that you tell them to prorate the unused time.
Okay,
because they should be able to prorate it. I'm also signing you up for paperless right now.
Paperless, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I also see that you haven't logged into the eCare, the portal yet, the online portal. Ooh, can't speak today.
I don't know how to do any of that.
Okay, that's fine. What I can do is I can provide you with a temporary password.
And do I need to do any of that right now?
Nope, I will provide it to you, and then you log in whenever you are ready.
And what is that going to do? What is that? Because I'm really, really bad. I have no idea this technical stuff.
This is how you would see your invoices. So your billing statements.
So you just don't send me an email telling me my payment's coming due?
So we do. We state that your bill is available to be viewed online.
Okay. Then
we don't send any personal information through the email, again, because you never know. Obviously, it has your name and address and everything. So we don't put that in direct email. So we have what's called.
The email would just say your payment is coming due and the amount, right?
It might not even show that. It might just state, "Hey, your billing statement is available to be viewed online." So kind of like how with your bank account, how you can see your e-statements, as they're called?
I don't do any of that.
Okay. I was going to say, instead of receiving a monthly statement in the mail, oftentimes they're available online.
I get a monthly statement
in the mail. Oh, okay.
No, I get that. I told you, I'm 66. I'm not into all this stuff on the phone. I mean, I barely use the cell phone because I don't know how to do all the stuff on it.
Okay.
I text and call and answer the phone.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Okay.
Am I making this difficult for you?
No. I went ahead and I sent it for the paperless so that you can get that discount, though.
Okay.
So let me provide you with your login information. And if you need your son to help, then I'm sure he can definitely show you how to get in as well, or I can walk you through it.
He's going to have to do it all. Because...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's his email address anyway.
Okay, let me get a piece of paper.
What is your son's name, please?
Kyle.
Okay, yeah, so it is his email address.
Okay, so yeah, it's Kyle. I don't know what his email address is.
Okay.
Is that the email that you're going to send to?
Yes, that is the email that is assigned to the online portal.
Okay, so good. And he can do all that. But
let me provide you with the temporary password so that he can log in and provide you with your statements every month.
Oh, okay. So I won't get the notification my email or my payment's coming due.
Correct.
Okay.
It'll go straight to his email.
Okay, that'll be good because if anything happens to me, he'll be in control of all of that anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making sure that everything's set. Okay, so temporary
password.
This is a temporary password.
Yep.
Password.
So make sure that he logs in and changes it when he can.
Okay.
So it's the shortened version of temporary. So it's capital T, lowercase EMP, 2024, exclamation point.
Okay. So 2024 exclamation mark.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and he can log into where?
Archtopfiber.com.
Archtopfiber.com. Okay, and that's for the portal.
Yes. That's for the online portal where you can upgrade your service, view your billing statements, change your auto pay settings. Like if you wanted to switch from your checking account to your savings account, or if you had a different checking account, no longer had the old one, you can update that there as well. Or give us a call.
That'd probably be me calling you. Okay. All right, that works for me then. So I'll give that to Kyle for this.
Perfect.
All right.
So it is temp 2024 exclamation point with a capital T.
Great. Oh, I didn't say capital T, but I did write it that way.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so you don't need my expiration date on the card or any of that kind of stuff then?
Nope, none of that because it goes directly from the checking account. You provided the routing and the account number.
Okay, and to confirm, the monthly amount is?
$69.99,
but the first one will be $59.99?
Well, let me just take a look real quick. Hold on. I'm checking your account here. So it would be $69.99, absolutely. Because you have the 2 gig, you have the 2 gig promotion for $79.99. With the auto pay, it brings it down to $69.99.
Oh, because of the auto pay, that's why it's the $10 less.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I that's what I wanted to make sure. So it's $69.99 is what I have written down.
Correct.
And that's guaranteed for two years. Okay, that I remember him saying. Damn, I wish I could remember his name. Because I wanted to give a good review. Sean.
Sean?
Sean.
Gotcha.
Sean Gilbane.
Okay. Yeah, Sean's a good person.
Yeah, he did really well. He was very thorough, very, very well in... with knowledge and explaining everything, answered all my son's questions. It was perfect.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm glad that he was able to answer all of your questions. He's a very helpful person, for sure.
Yeah, he was very, very knowledgeable. I have no idea what to ask except show me how to work the TV and I'm happy. That's it. That's all I need to know is how to work the TV once you get it all in.
Oh, absolutely.
All the rest of the stuff my son deals with. I don't do any of that. Thank God. Okay. And you said your name is
CJ. My name is CJ.
CJ. I was close. I was going to say
right, yeah, it's funny how much like the phone can distort the C to be a T. Because I had a call the one day from a TJ. And I thought he said CJ.
Oh, no. That's funny.
Yeah,
well,
it was funny.
I got it written down CJ, so now I'll know. But I'd like to know who I'm talking to.
Absolutely, of course. That way you have your own record as well.
Yep. So I'm going to keep an eye out for the guys that are coming here to do the installation on the outside. And then I'll look forward to seeing whoever coming Saturday. Hopefully I have my house back in normal condition because right now I've got Christmas boxes everywhere.
Oh, I mean, we don't mind that. We know that, you know, with the Christmas season, everybody's decorating. So we're not concerned with that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well.
Believe me, the techs have seen some pretty despicable homes, I'm sure. But, I mean, as far as it goes, when it's cluttered, it's fine. I mean, we're not worried about it. Our techs are great. They know how to get around and know how to properly install the way that you want it to be installed. So
okay.
if you like, believe me, I thought my house was a mess with a whole bunch of stuff that I had from storage from when my mom passed away. And they were like, oh no, this is nothing.
Right.
And to me, it was a disaster. But to them, they're like, oh no, this is nothing.
Well, mine is just right now because I pulled out all the Christmas boxes yesterday because they decorated out front and I've started working on my tree. And so I have boxes everywhere.
Yeah,
for
that's
decoration.
We completely understand that. And especially because it is the season to decorate, we're not worried about it. Believe me, clutter is nothing.
Okay.
Clutter is absolutely nothing. Completely fine with that.
All right. Okay, CJ, so I'm going to look for the guys to see if they're out there.
Absolutely, yeah. So no worries. Don't worry about the house. We're perfectly fine with it. And, you know, just get to decorating however you want and however you feel. And, you know, we'll definitely get you connected to the best way that we can and the most efficient way as well.
All right, very good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Absolutely, of course. And again, thank you so much.
Listen, if they don't make it here today because they went somewhere else, they can come tomorrow. They have my permission to come on the property.
Okay, absolutely. I'll let them know that as well.
Make sure they have their ID in case anybody stops them.
Yes, absolutely. I will definitely make sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
All right, hon. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. And definitely get to decorating because we love to see Christmas lights.
Okay. Well, outside's pretty much done. Now I'm working on the inside.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure that it'll be an absolutely beautiful home. So.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of your day and a great holiday season.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.